recommend in my spiritual clinic, if I should say so, are Psalms 145 to 150. Keep saying these Psalms every day, 145 to 150. It is the climax of praise in the Bible. Say them and you will see. Now, just a few testimonies and then we will round up. One day I was traveling from Jos, where I live in Nigeria, to Lagos. And I suddenly felt very, very thirsty. Extremely, and the weather was so cold. So I went to the refrigerator and took a glass of very cold water. As soon as I dropped the cup, I began to cough and cough and cough. I looked for peppermints in the house. I couldn't get. And the shops were not open at that time, about 7:30, 6:30, quarter to 7. So something just said, why not try this, your form of prayer that you have been saying about this, your cough and peppermints and all that. I said, it is true. So I got up. I stood in the bathroom. I was even in the bathroom. I said, Heavenly Father, you are great, you are glorious, you are wonderful. That's praise. I totally surrender this itching throat to you. You can deal with it. Lord, please forgive me for my carelessness in drinking this extra cold water this morning. But Lord, I need peppermints, and there are no peppermints to get here. And I'm on my way to the airport. So, all the peppermints in the world belong to you. So I surrender this matter to you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So the driver was waiting in the car. I went and entered the car, and we drove off to the airport. He was trying to park the car in the parking lot. I went to the counter to buy my ticket. Then suddenly somebody touched me on my shoulders. I said, excuse me, sir. That woman sitting at that angle said I should give you this, 6 peppermints. She did not know me from Adam. I did not know her from Eve. And there were about 100 passengers on the queue. Why was I singled out? Do you think that was a coincidence? At all. There was one young man called Johnny. He believed in this method of prayer so much and had seen so many wonders. So he was sharing with his colleagues in the factory. He said, when I praise God, miracles happen. Hot, hot. Then his colleague said, Johnny, these your so-called miracles are coincidences. Then Johnny said, when I praise God and thank God and apply this method of prayer, coincidences happen. When I stop, coincidences stop. But I saw a poster in a bookstore in London, and it said this. A coincidence is when God works a miracle and decides to remain anonymous. Isn't it good? I think it is fantastic. Decides to remain anonymous. So I've seen a lot of these anonymous coincidences. And you can apply this form of prayer to all situations in life. There was this young girl, pretty, beautiful, and so on. And she had made a vow to her God that she would not violate her virginity before marriage. So she got married. She was living with her husband. And for the first 5 years or 6, there was no issue. And her sister was a nun. So the nun asked me for advice to how to cancel her sister. Because her sister had stopped going to church. She said God is treating her very unfairly. She made this commitment to him and she kept it. And those wild girls who were misbehaving on campus, they now have children, male and female. Some were twins. And look at her. They were calling her Holy Holy. Now Holy Holy has no issue from our marriage. And from in our own kind of society, a marriage without a child is interpreted very bad, taken very badly. So she was so miserable. So I asked her, first of all, you have to forgive yourself for challenging God. God's timing is the best. Secondly, ask God for forgiveness and then praise God and thank God and see. 9 months later, a bouncing baby boy arrived. Very brilliant boy. He proved to be very, very brilliant and ended up in King's College, Lagos, which is one of the prestigious schools left by the British in Nigeria. He won so many awards in the sciences and the arts and so on and so forth. So that is that part of it. There are those who had all kinds of financial problems. There was this man who borrowed money and couldn't pay for many, many years and was dodging this man. So this man started to praise God and thank God. One day, the man who owed the money turned up with a big bag with raw cash inside, plus like 2,000 of the denomination extra. He said, if you had kept this money in the bank, it would have yielded this interest. So I'm sorry for having treated you badly. Here is your money. There are others who have had cantankerous housewives. They didn't know how to handle them. Or difficult and impossible husbands or in-laws. And when they apply this prayer method, God just deals with the situation neatly, neatly, at his own time. We are always wanting our own timetable. So let us learn to give thanks to the Lord for his good, for his loving kindness endures forever and ever. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you very much for your attention. Let me wait. Is there anybody with any question about what I have said? Not any extraneous question. Yep. Any other question or statement? Yes, that's one of the. I don't have my notes here. I always give that as a proof of the importance of this prayer. These three Jewish boys who refused to worship the idol made by King Nebuchadnezzar. So Nebuchadnezzar got angry, made a big fire, and threw these boys inside to be burnt. And he had ordered the fire to be made 7 times hotter. And the boys were inside the fire praising God and thanking God. And even the odor of the smoke did not affect their clothes. And the king was so dumbfounded. He said, let it be decreed that from today, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be our God. Praise the Lord. Thank you very much indeed. May the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and forever. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much.